to the Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Monday of the second week of Easter, and we have from the United States Sister Mary Ellen Green of the Sinsinawa Dominican Sisters, who has done many things in her congregation, from leadership to secondary education to retreat work, and is currently providing pastoral care for their retired sisters. Her preaching today is entitled, Born of the Spirit.
A reading from the Good News according to John. There was a Pharisee named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. He came to Jesus at night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one can do these signs that you are doing unless God is with him. Jesus answered and said to him, Amen, amen, I say to you, unless one is born from above, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said to him, How can a man once grown old be born again? Surely he cannot re-enter his mother's womb and be born again, can he? Jesus answered, Amen, amen, I say to you, unless one is born of water and spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. What is born of flesh is flesh, and what is born of spirit is spirit. Do not be amazed that I told you, you must be born from above. The wind blows where it wills, and you can hear the sound it makes, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit. And this is the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. We listen to him whenever we have the chance, in the temple and in the town square, on a mountainside and at a wedding feast. My colleagues and I were fascinated by this preacher whose charisma attracted droves of people from everywhere. He performed signs, too. Never before had we experienced such power. My fascination turned to a deeper interest in his message. As I followed him, I longed to have a chance to talk with him, to have a personal conversation, and see for myself who he was. In the meantime, my fellow Pharisees were feeling threatened, wondering if this Jesus could take over their own power. I had to be careful not to show too much interest, so I went to him in the night. I said to him, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one can do these signs that you are doing unless God is with him. He told me about the kingdom of God, a place or a state of being that comes from spirit and transforms us if we believe. He talked about being born in the spirit, being reborn. What could that mean? Who ever heard of being born a second time? And yet, whoever heard a man speak like this? As I listened to him, my heart started to beat faster. Could it be possible that this man, this godly man, was offering me the gift of eternal life? I wanted to shout for joy and astonishment as I imagined myself participating in a whole new way of being. Can you hear that same wind blowing in your life? Are you ready to let it transform you?